6 years ago today, the Affordable Care Act was signed into law, Obamacare. The goal was to make healthcare accessible to all Americans and to focus on eliminating disparities based on income, education, gender, and race. Things like heart disease, diabetes, lower birth rates, and life expectancy rates are more common in Black and Brown populations. But has the ACA been able to make a dent in these problems yet? KALW's Lila Day sat down with Dr. Nadine Gracia, U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Minority Health, to find out what's changed.
And what we've seen actually since the law has been passed is that 20 million Americans have actually gained coverage. And people of color have actually made some significant gains with regards to access to health coverage. We've seen, for example, that among African-American adults since 2013, that the uninsured rate for African-American adults has actually declined by 53%, resulting in 3 million African-American adults gaining coverage. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Latino community, among Latino adults, their uninsured rate has actually declined 27%, resulting in about 4 million Latino adults gaining coverage. So we've made really important gains with regards to access to coverage, which certainly is also bringing peace of mind and security to so many families across the country.
It seems like lately there's been a shift from talking about healthcare disparities to talking now about social determinants. What does that mean, and why are we shifting the conversation right now? Why do you think we are?
Well, I think it's important to understand that disparities exist in health and healthcare, and we're actually working to address all of those elements. And so our health is not only influenced by what happens in a healthcare setting, not only influenced by what happens in a doctor's office or in the hospital, but that also our health is also influenced by other determinants, the conditions in which we live and where we work, where children play and have the ability to play, that all of those other determinants also play a critical role in health. So when we think about issues such as poverty or access to quality education, transportation, and having access to quality and affordable foods, nutritious foods in the community, those are also important areas. And so that means that to effectively address health disparities, that we have to work across sectors. So in health, education, transportation, and other sectors to be able to improve the health and well-being of all communities.
Mm-hmm. So this sounds like it's more of a grassroots effort as well. I mean, we can have the law that's signed into effect to give people more access to healthcare, but there's also this boots on the ground sort of educational element as well. How is the Affordable Care Act addressing that need?
With the Affordable Care Act, there have also been investments made, for example, in navigators who are helping people connect and getting access to coverage, but also connections to care. And we have been working with partners all across the country, community organizations, faith-based organizations, and others to help do that outreach and education as trusted voices in the community.
Mm-hmm. And one of the programs is a program that's at the YMCA. Could you tell us about what that's about?
Yes. So actually today, we're just announcing actually the success of a diabetes prevention program, which has been implemented through the YMCA. We have seen that by actually working within communities and actually addressing things such as access to healthy foods and physical activity, that we've seen actually declines in body weight, such that people have actually decreased their risk for their risk of diabetes and diabetic complications. So showing that by making these types of investments in innovative models of care and care coordination, that we can actually reduce healthcare costs, but also improve quality of health. And so that's an exciting announcement for us today, showing that these types of investments and innovations actually can make a difference when we look at chronic conditions like diabetes.
This is Cross Currents. I'm talking to Dr. Nadine Gracia, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Minority Health. One thing I think that's often overlooked when we're talking about healthcare is mental health. And one fact is that there's so many men of color who are incarcerated who actually have mental illnesses, yet it's not something that's treated as equal as maybe having diabetes or a heart condition. Do you see the Affordable Care Act will start embracing mental illness as a serious health concern?
So actually, and that's a great question, because we know that our mental health and well-being is part of our overall health and well-being, and the Affordable Care Act actually is already making a difference in that area. For example, when you look at the health insurance plans that are part of the health insurance marketplace, that actually coverage for behavioral health services is part of the essential health benefits.
Because it wasn't before.
Right, and so the Affordable Care Act has now instituted that into the qualified health plans, that having access to behavioral health services, being a part of the qualified health plans as one of the essential health benefits, is a key component. The Affordable Care Act is actually expanding coverage. It's the largest coverage expansion as it relates to behavioral health services. Over 60 million Americans who are now getting the access to those coverage and services. We also have what we call parity when it comes to payment with regards to behavioral health services and the physical health services, if you will, and medical and surgical services. So actually, the Affordable Care Act really is one of the most important laws we've seen also to help in moving forward with that equality, if you will, between behavioral health and our medical and surgical needs.
Mm-hmm. So let's on the positive side, you know, what should we be proud of, especially people of color, in terms of our health and well-being?
Well, one, I would say we're at a historic low, as I mentioned, with regards to the rate of uninsurance. We're seeing improvements in life expectancy, where that gap between blacks and whites is at its narrowest that it's ever been. We've been making gains, for example, in HIV, with regards to reductions in HIV rates, with black women experiencing some of the sharpest declines in HIV rates. We're investing $11 billion in community health centers, and community health centers see about 23 million patients, and of those patients, nearly two-thirds are minorities. And so we know that's an important safety net, an important service and access for communities of color to get the care and services that they need.